Hello, this is AstrologyNewsReport.com with your hosts, David Anton Savage and Ron Berger.
Now we go to our third segment of this week's report, People in the News, where we will analyze the Vedic astrology birth chart of a newsworthy person, place, or event.
This week we've decided to update the chart of the USA in light of recent developments in the zodiac and come up with some predictions for where things are going in the next couple of months.
Taking a quick look at the planetary period, we see that the USA is still in its Mars major period, which has yet another year and a half to run, and in a Venus sub-period, which continues until November of this year.
Both the major period and sub-period rulers are in the seventh house, which is the house of partner countries. So no big surprise that foreign affairs are front and center this year for the USA. The big question is, what is coming around the next bend? The transit positions look ominous. Mars retrograde opposite Uranus is going to be a really intense transit for the USA chart.
Since the USA is Sagittarius rising, the Mars-Uranus opposition is taking place in the 10th house for Mars and the 4th house for Uranus. The 10th house of a country's chart signifies the leader, the party in power, and the actions of the country on the world stage.
In the case of the USA, this would be Barack Obama and the Democrats.
Mars transiting here is traditionally interpreted as a significator for aggressive action. But this time, Mars is retrograde, which makes its action potentially more malefic due to the pressure build-up explosion scenario produced by the planet of action being held back in the zodiac.
And making matters worse, retrograde Mars is coming into contact with the USA's natal Saturn. Saturn represents the established order. The position of Saturn in the 10th house is what makes America want to control the world.
I like to call it the dictator position. Hitler has Saturn in his natal 10th house.
When Mars contacts Saturn, that impulse to control things gets an additional push. With Mars retrograde, however, the push may well have unintended consequences due to the Mars retrograde blowback factor.
Giving the whole setup some extra juice, we have Uranus sending its energy on to transiting Mars and to the USA natal Saturn. The planet of unexpected sudden events can take an already dicey situation and bring things to a head with alarming swiftness.
Going in the opposite direction, this aggressive energy of Mars is beaming down at Uranus transiting in the 4th house.
The 4th house for a country's chart is the lands of the nation. Uranus being in the water sign Pisces and getting an aspect from a backed-up pressure cooker retro Mars, just as the spring thaw is beginning, does not bode well.
Yes, and with the record-setting winter weather that most of the country just had, there's more than enough snow and ice to melt this year. Floods could build up and burst the levees and the dams.
We are not ignoring the fact that some flooding always happens in America every spring, but what we are saying is that with Uranus in Pisces versus retrograde Mars, the pattern is more prone to being very disruptive. After all, Mars retrograde literally means having the pressure build up.
Looking back into history for a prime example, the transit chart for one of the most destructive floods in U.S. history, the Great Flood of April 16, 1927, we noticed that at the time, Uranus was also in Pisces. But in that case, it was Uranus quite closely square to the Rahu-Ketu axis and Mars as well.
The fourth house also signifies the opposition party because it is opposite the 10th house. 10th house is the ruler. Uranus in the 4th house of a country's chart means trouble for the opposition party or trouble from them. Uranus is rebellious and disruptive. Then add this retrograde Mars and you get more energy for combat, upset, and rebellion. All this in a year when the balance of power in Congress is once again on the menu.
That probably translates as, we have not heard the last from the Tea Party, folks. Besides, the national frustration with the do-nothing Congress has got a lot of Americans of every political stripe pretty well fed up.
And let's not forget that the Fourth House is also the comfort and happiness of the people. Sounds like the USA is going to be a bit crazy for the next few months. Even though it ends its retrograde phase on May 20th, Mars won't be leaving Virgo until July 13th, keeping Mars in opposition to Uranus for an uncomfortably long time.
So we must brace ourselves for 3.5 months of America on tilt.
Well, it won't be continuous. Remember, Uranus operates intermittently. But yes, there will be a sequence of events of various types.
And, of course, we'll be keeping track of it all and reporting back to you, our audience, as events unfold.
Thanks for tuning in to AstrologyNewsReport.com, and until next week.